Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi again, time for another Spectrum show. And before we get out of the month of May and Asian Heritage Month throughout the United States, we wanted to bring in one of the organizations that we have been associated with for a number of years, and that is Taiwan American Professionals, nicknamed TAP, T-A-P. And we have the current chapter president of here in New York, Kelly Lin. So Kelly, welcome back to China America Radio. And we've not had a chance really to visit with you since you've ascended the throne of presidency of the local TAP chapter. So welcome to China America Radio and welcome back Taiwan American Professionals to our listeners. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
So tell me just a little bit, let's get to know you a little better. First of all, what's your background, your career track, some things that, you know, got you where you were and your original association with TAP?
So I grew up in Maryland, and then I went to school down south in Atlanta, and then moved to New York shortly after college for work. And I currently work in the crypto field. So I've been doing that for the past a little over 4.5 years now. The time flies for sure. I joined TAP 4 years ago. So it's my fourth year on board and my first year as president. Prior to being president, I was cultural mentorship chair and then cultural chair and then VP and then now president. Yeah.
So good. So here you are. Well, one thing that I know differentiates TAP with some of the other organizations around, and we pretty much interface with all of them, is your activities. You do everything from voter registration, you clean up waterways, you have cooking lessons, all kinds of things. Tell us, now that we're kind of all back in person to a degree, what are you laying out ahead for the future of TAP for the summer and on into next fall?
Yeah, we have a bunch of exciting events coming up for the summer, especially with the nice weather we can now host outside, which is really exciting. So upcoming in June, we have our Power Ladies High Tea event. We first hosted this back in 2020 and then paused during 2019 and then paused during COVID. And we're now we're bringing it back. So it'd be a ladies only event just to discuss professional discussions and topics, to just discuss like how we got into the network that we are in and trends that we see, things like that. So that'll be upcoming in the middle of June. And then after that, we do have our monthly Tappy Hour. So our June Tappy Hour this year will be crypto themed, because in New York, there it will be the NFT week mid-June. So we'll be theming our Tappy Hour around that and inviting some really cool speakers and different types of industry-specific professionals to come out to talk. So that'll be really fun. Of course, now that, you know, with Get Out the Vote, we've always been pretty big on the Get Out the Vote initiative and encouraging, especially Asian Americans, to get out and vote. So we will be doing more Get Out the Vote initiatives during the summer, such as like a texting bank, canvassing in person. So that's definitely something that we're looking forward to later in June and July.
And that would be targeting this November's midterm elections, right?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then later in the summer, in July, we have your annual board party. So that'll bring out about 200 to 300 people. I'm very excited to bring it back once again. And more details will come as we kind of finalize that. And then in August, we have two exciting events. We have our first comedy event, where we're partnering with a Taiwanese-American comedian, and we'll be hosting our own line of just different Asian American comedians that will come and just do their bit. So that'll be really fun later in August. And then at the end of August, we have the Met's annual Taiwan Day. So it'll be kind of like they do this every year, where they bring out a lot of Asian American organizations or Asian organizations to come out and enjoy like a ball game, and tickets will be discounted and come with your own jersey this year.
Oh, how nice. Okay, good. I did want to ask you, Kelly. Kelly Lin is our guest on Spectrum. She's the local president of the chapter of Taiwan American Professionals. So, Kelly, how many different chapters of TAP are there around the United States? You have any idea? I mean, I don't want to, you know, surprise you, but you should have some idea of about where we can find other TAPers around the USA.
Yeah, we have 10 chapters across the U.S., the biggest ones being New York and then also in California. We have three in California. We have San Francisco, L.A., and O.C.
Traveling to and from Taiwan has gotten problematic over the past couple of years. Taiwan sort of led the charge in getting the COVID stuff under control, but then that sort of went the other direction more recently. And now I understand it's virtually impossible to get in and out unless you have a Taiwan passport. Is that still the case?
Yeah, currently that is the case. But there have been rumors that in July, they're going to start opening up the borders if you have family in Taiwan and kind of just making it a lot easier for summer travel. But hopefully that happens.
Well, no, it was previously, no visa was required between the United States and Taiwan. And I've been there multiple times and was looking forward to going back. I do not have any relatives in Taiwan, but I have an agenda. And technically, I have a booking on EVA Air to go to Taipei in September and then on to mainland China to Beijing. But that itinerary has been booked and changed. This will be like three times already, just because of the quarantine required. And at this point, there wouldn't even be a quarantine for someone that didn't have a Taiwan passport or a relative there to visit. So I keep my fingers crossed because a lot of our singers, a lot of our musical artists on China America are from Taipei, from Taiwan, and at least the Mandarin singers as well. And I usually get a chance to go visit with the record companies and people that provide us the music. So I'm hoping I'll be able to get back there and take the MRT around town and take the high speed down to Kaohsiung or Taichung and sit in Peace Park and just watch people. But anyway, is that frustrating to those of you who would like to be traveling back and forth to Taipei or to Taiwan that, you know, in your organization?
Yeah, there's definitely been a lot of strong interest in going back, especially for those who don't have family. So it's a little more difficult to get like a permission to and like the appropriate kind of permissions to get into Taiwan. But, you know, hopefully later in this year, especially with they kind of really, you know, clamming down on COVID protocols right now. Hopefully they'll start opening up and reducing the quarantine days. So we're just kind of fingers crossed at this point. But yeah, I think there's definitely a lot of people within TAP that are really excited to just, you know, once the bans are lifted, then to go back and enjoy being back in Taiwan.
You've done a lot of other social things. I was particularly struck by an event you had a while back, not terribly long ago, about cleaning up the waterways, which doesn't sound like a fun day, but I guess it turns out to be pretty rewarding, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been pushing out a lot of community events this year. We have a new community chair that just joined at the start of the year. So she's been working with a lot of local organizations like New York Cares and things like that to kind of put together these different type of cleanup events throughout the city.
Well, we could certainly use it. That's for sure. thank you. Thank you very much. Listen, if people would like to be a member of TAP, tell us what your membership status is and how can people become a member? Is there a fee or a charge or you get a membership card? And how can they sign up for your newsletter to be apprised of what events you have coming up?
Yeah, so currently our Facebook reach is around 7,000 people. So it's a pretty big network that once you join. But yeah, there's no membership fee. There's no fees around that. Just come out to an event. We post it on our newsletter as well as Facebook, as well as the website, tap-ny.org. And if you sign up for our newsletter, that's when you'll get firsthand news on when all of our events get released. So that goes out, our newsletter goes out once every 2 weeks.
Well, I'm looking forward to catching up with you folks in person at some point during one of your events this summer. Our guest this week on Spectrum has been Kelly Lin. She's the current president of Taiwan American Professionals, the New York chapter. Kelly, thanks for joining us. I know you're a busy lady, and hopefully we'll open things up and be able to chat again soon with some even better and brighter news about the events coming up for the later summer and for the fall. Thanks for joining us.
Great, thank you.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.